From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday that they did seize the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. And the American-led coalition fighting IS said that the city was on the verge of liberation. A spokesman for the SDF, which is made up of Kurdish and Arab militias, told reporters the fighting in Raqqa is over. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Ryan Dillon, said at a Pentagon briefing Tuesday that Raqqa was 90% under SDF control.
ISIS is losing its grip. After more than 4 months of operations, Raqqa is more than 90% cleared. We are aware of the reports that ISIS has been defeated in Raqqa. However, clearance operations continue, and we expect our Syrian Democratic Force partners to hit pockets of resistance as the final parts of the city is cleared.
Raqqa was Islamic State's de facto capital, a place where it planned attacks abroad, celebrated its victories in Iraq and Syria, and performed executions. Israel says it will not talk with the Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. The government of Israel will not carry out political negotiations with the Palestinian government that relies on Hamas, a terror organization which calls for the destruction of Israel. That's a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office Tuesday. That statement spelled several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas's disarmament and repudiation of violence and recognition of Israel. Netanyahu also wants the organization to give up Iranian support and return the remains of two Israeli soldiers and free two Israeli citizens believed to be in holding them in captivity. This is VOA News. Spain's top court ruled Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. Richard Sheehy has a story as their detention looks to set to reignite secessionist protests.
The Madrid High Court upped the stakes on Monday in Spain's worst political crisis in decades. The court jailed the heads of its two main separatist groups pending an investigation for alleged sedition. Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont tweeted following the detentions, "Sadly, we have political prisoners again." The phrase made a clear allusion to the military dictatorship under Francisco Franco, when Catalan culture and language were systematically suppressed. In response, Justice Minister Rafael Catala told reporters the jailing of Jordi Sanchez of the Catalan National Assembly and Òmnium's Jordi Cuixart was a judicial decision, not a political one. The exchange threw a spotlight on the way the crisis has deepened divisions at the heart of Spain's young democracy, underlining the complex sense of nationhood in the Eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Puigdemont has until Thursday to renounce independence or face a threat of direct rule from Madrid. Richard Sheehy, VOA News.
Thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh since late Sunday, the United Nations Refugee Agency said Tuesday, bringing to 582,000 the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25th. The Myanmar military has been accused of the widespread burning of Rohingya villages, rapes, killings, looting, and the laying of landmines to prevent people from returning to their homes. U.S. law enforcement officials announced Tuesday that the indictments of two Chinese nationals and their North American associates are charged with manufacturing and distributing fentanyl and other opioids in the United States, highlighting China's role as a global supplier of illicit opiate substances. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein said the charges are against 40-year-old Xiao Bing and 38-year-old Xian Zhang.
We believe that most, if not all, fentanyl that's distributed here in the U.S. and in Canada originates in China, either manufactured there or manufactured with precursor chemicals that come from China. And so we're seeking additional support from the Chinese government in cracking down on those labs.
The opioid overdose crisis being fueled in large part by the growing prevalence of fentanyl imported from China and other countries. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.